You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The numbers are in on how the Aspen Snowmass Resort did this past winter season, and it wasn't too bad despite lackluster snowfall. Aspen Public Radio news director Carolyn Zachariasen covers the ski industry and breaks down the numbers for us. So, Carolyn, how did the past 6 months shake out?
Well, we ended on both high and low notes. It was the best season Aspen has seen in a decade, but April saw a double-digit decline over last year. We came out slightly better than the 2015-16 season by 0.2%. That's because December, January, March were behemoth months for occupancy.
Why was April such a bust and the others so successful?
Well, I spoke with Bill Tomsich. He heads up our Central Reservations Agency, Stay Aspen Snowmass. He characterized April as being hit with a, quote, triple whammy. The weather was warm, so last-minute bookings didn't come in. Number two, one of the largest groups, the Disabled American Veterans, held its gathering in March instead of last month, like it usually does. And three, the airline suspended most of their flights in anticipation of the off-season. Luckily, bookings for the second half of December, along with all of January and March, were solid. Tomsich points to what is now being called the, quote, storm that saved Christmas, along with the X Games, a busier gay ski week, record snowfall, and then the World Cup finals in March for occupancy success. He also said Australian business made a comeback. Those months allowed us to surpass our competitors throughout the West. Destometrics, which is a company that tracks reservation data, reported last week that Western Mountain Resorts experienced their first seasonal decline in winter occupancy since the 2011-12 season.
Interesting. So what was our overall occupancy for the 2016-17 winter season?
So this is what's so crazy. Just under 60% for both Aspen and Snowmass. So when the community conversation becomes an argument for the resort needing more hotel rooms, it's hard to justify when we are just slightly over the halfway mark. Tomsich says this topic was part of a spirited discussion at the Chamber of Commerce board meeting last month. Some suggested we need to focus on getting to the 80% mark year-round. The mayor brought up concerns about the town's carrying capacity. It can only handle so many people.
So how does that affect the cost of hotel rooms?
That demand-supply equation does drive up room rates. Some boast our average daily room rate keeps breaking records. During high season, it costs more than $800 a night for a room in Aspen, and in Snowmass, it's $600.
It's unbelievable.
Right. So those are just averages. I mean, that's the lowest, most likely.
Wow.
Right.
Thanks, Carolyn.
My pleasure.
That's Aspen Public Radio News Director Carolyn Zachariasen, who covers the ski industry. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.